the War of 1910, the revolution that Mexico had. We see it stylized on the TVs, a bunch of people just in sombreros and shooting each other up. Well, basically, it was a war that tore apart the social structure of Mexico. I mean, it tore it so completely apart that that the fighting lasted for more than 20 years. And it wasn't till the political party PRI got itself enough strength to pull the country together and say, you know, we're going to move forward from now on. One interesting thing is they did make a government, let's say department, to go out and investigate the traditions, the music and dances, and with the basic traditions of the Mexican people. Because one thing they noticed is that radio was developing and movies were developing, and the fact that they needed to create a Mexican identity for the people in order to pull them together as a country. And so much of this was done through the dance and music. Later on, some of the movie directors, Indio Fernandez is one famous one, he would use the native customs, the native music, the native dress in his movies to kind of document it and to also elevate it. One of the reasons for the Mexican Revolution was the fact of the injustice of the system. There had been such a focus on trying to bring in European immigration that they totally ignored their native peoples and the native Mexicans, the mixture of cultures that was Mexican and is Mexican. So anyway, this department then had this, let's say, treasure chest or treasure, whatever, of all this information. And I think that's where Amalia Hernandez got a lot of her basic material. But in order for other people outside of the culture to accept it, she stylized it with ballet. And it became a big hit when she took it on tour in the early 60s. That's how come oftentimes they call it ballet folklorico, because it's based on her interpretation of the Mexican dances.